Good evening. This is Bill Satterly, and along with my co-host, Ken Lindquist, we'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. I'm going to kick off the show with a big band sound, but a West Coast sound featuring Shorty Rogers. The name of the tune is I Just Don't Know, and it features, among others, Joe Mondragon on bass, Mel Lewis drums, Pete Jolly trumpet, Howard Robertson on guitar, Red Norvo drums, Bud Shank, and Bill Holman on tenor sax, just to name a few. I'm not going to go through the rest, but a big band sound. The name of the tune again is I Just Don't Know. That was the name of the tune was I Just Don't Know. It was a little confusing because if you ask me what's the name of the tune, I'd have to tell you I Just Don't Know. Kind of sounds like an Abbott Costello kind of who's on first thing. Anyhow, Shorty Rogers with the big band playing a tune I Just Don't Know.
Well, I'm going to turn my part of the show into another Gershwin salute. George and Ira Gershwin, the great contributors to the great American songbook, along with such people as Rogers and Hart and Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, Harold Arlen, George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin turned out, the brothers turned out lots and lots of great American standards. I'm going to open up with something by Stan Getz on tenor sax, doing Gershwin's How Long Has This Been Going On, backed up by Jim McNeely on piano. Thank you. Gorgeous, gorgeous ballad by tenor sax man Stan Getz doing Gershwin's. How long has this been going on?
I'm going to stay with the big band sound at least for one more CD. And this is Stan Kenton from a CD entitled The Summer of 51. And it's with his orchestra, but he also has with the orchestra Art Pepper, Shelley Mann, and Milt Bernhardt. They're going to do a tune entitled Eager Beaver.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton doing a tune entitled Eager Beaver, but it also sounded like for almost all of it, it was intermission riff. And this particular CD has 16 cuts, and intermission riff is listed later on. So there sounded a lot alike with a little difference.
We're going to continue our tribute to George and Ivor Gershwin, and now by that classic group, the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, of course comprised of Milt Jackson, that great vibe man, Percy Heath, one of the Heath brothers on bass, John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, and this is George and Ira Gershwin's composition, But Not For Me. George and Ira Gershwin's great classic, But Not For Me, done up in a proper manner by the Modern Jazz Quartet, the MJQ as we call them, with Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, John Lewis on drums, Connie Kay, John Lewis on piano, excuse me, Connie Kay on drums.
I'm going to slow it down for the trio sound of the Pete Jolly Trio from a CD that is entitled Yours Truly, and it features Pete on piano, Chuck Burgerhofer on bass, and Nick Martinez on drums, doing a tune entitled You and the Night in the Music. You and the Night in the Music by the Pete Jolly Trio.
Of course, one of George Gershwin's great works was the folk opera Porgy and Bess, written in the mid-30s, and that was one of the few things that George did without his brother Ira adding the lyrics. And from Porgy and Bess, of course, one of the most popular compositions is Summertime. Here it's done by organist Groove Holmes on his B3 Hammond, doing Summertime, backed up by Gene Edwards on guitar and Jimmy Smith on drums. ¶¶
Thank you.
was a cooking version of Summertime, George Gershwin composition, of course, done by Groove Holmes on his Hammond B3 organ.
We've been getting a lot of requests for certain artists or just to play certain kind of groups. So this is to remind you, you can find us at the web at thefeelingofjazz.org or email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com or just listen to us Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM and online at thelakeshorefm.com. So Kevin requested Take 5 from the Dave Brubeck Quartet, so I'm going to honor that request. And the name of the tune is Take 5. It features Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello drums, and they were a working group for a long time.
Thank you.
Just about everybody in America that's ever heard jazz knows that's a classic. Dave Brubeck, Take Five.
Well, Miles Davis did an album for Columbia back in 58. Miles Davis plays Porgy and Bess, and that's one of the real classics. And Gil Evans did the orchestrations and the arrangements, and he conducted the orchestra. And he's got everything but the kitchen sink in there with French horns, and you name it, to give you that, kind of that Claude Thornhill sound. But they did stick with the rhythm section that was Miles Davis' rhythm section at the time, with Paul Chambers on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And this is Miles Davis' version of George Gershwin's great composition, There's a Boat That's Leaving from New York Soon.
Thank you.
fine muted trumpet of Miles Davis, backed up by Gil Evans Orchestra, Gil Evans Arrangement. And that was George Gershwin's great composition. There's a boat that's coming soon from New York.
I'm going to play something from a trombone player from Chicago, Russ Phillips, from a CD entitled Love Walked In, featuring him and his friends on a CD called Bigfoot Jazz, doing a tune entitled No Moon at All. Russ Phillips with the great trombone sound. I can remember many years ago when Chicago had a 24-hour jazz station and Count BJ was one of the hosts of the show, Frank and Cheryl. And at Andy's, they would have on certain Sundays, you'd just pay $10, and they would have Andy's All-Stars playing one of the other group's All-Stars. And it was just a great opportunity. I was looking at this. This particular CD has a vocalist who's married to Russ Phillips named Jeannie Lambert. And she and Joe Bell were probably the two singers that sang the most, at least at Andy's.
That's right. Jeannie Lambert was there all the time, and every time that Russ Phillips played, you know, she was right there, the spouse watching the trombone player make sure he's behaving. Well, as I used to say in Radioland, the old clock on the wall says that our first hour has just about come to a completion, and this is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterlee, and we're going to close out the first hour with another George Gershwin song. I'd like to remind you that we have another fine hour of mainstream jazz coming up after the news at the top of the hour. This is Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, with Shirley Scott on organ, Sam Jones on bass, Clarence Johnson on drums, doing George and Iris Gershwin's composition, They Can't Take That Away From Me. Mm-hmm.